The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you. When you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Oh, wow. Is everyone still asleep? Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's Friday. Yay! Oh, wow. I guess you guys love school, right? Teachers, I think they want extra homework for class. Anyway, so today in our gospel, Jesus is talking to Simon Peter, as one of his disciples, and asking him, "Do you love me?" And this is a question for each and one of us to listen to here and answer. Do you love Jesus? Raise your hand if you love Jesus. Awesome. All right, now because I know that you guys love Jesus, I need your guys' help to help me to share the good news to the adults in the back, okay? So the question we're gonna answer is, why do you love Jesus? Raise your hand. All right, right here first. Jesus helps everyone through his love and kindness. Oh, nice. Good answer. Here. Yeah. Right. Go ahead, go ahead.
The reason I love Jesus is because he loves us.
He loves us. And,
Because he cares for everyone, not just one person.
He cares for everyone? Okay, awesome. Over here. Yeah. He sacrificed himself on the cross just for us. Nice. This side. Over here. Yeah.
He loves us because he takes care of us.
He shows us his empathy and takes care of us. Nice. Right here.
I love Jesus. He tells stories about the Bible.
And he teaches us, right? Nice. Over up here. Okay, over here. Yeah. I'm sorry? He made animals. Nice. Right here.
Because he helps people that are blind and they're sick.
Oh, he helps the sick and the blind. Nice. All right. So those are all great reasons, right? And then we have to continue to remember that, of why we follow Jesus. And that reason also correlates to why we come to church, right? We come to church to receive the body of Jesus, to be in our lives and continue to be in our lives, be in our body, and also be with us through the hard times, right? But then we see in the gospel, some reason Simon Peter feels challenged. He's being questioned about his love, right? And then this is a lesson for each and one of us, because throughout our lives, there will be a lot of challenges. There will be times when our faith is shaken, and sometimes we feel like Jesus is not there. But then for us, because if we remember all the reasons we just said now, we have to continue to remember that in our lives, because even times when it's hard, we have to remember that Jesus is here with us, always with us by our side, no matter what happens. And even for me, I just found out that I'm gonna be assigned somewhere else and I have to unfortunately leave Holy Family to go to a different church. But with that, it gives me a lot of sadness because I have to leave you guys and won't be able to see all of you here. But still, we do it for Jesus, and Jesus is here with us. And Jesus gives us strength at that time when we're sad. But for us to continue to remember Jesus and his love for us, we have to continue to always pray. And not just pray just any prayer, but to ask Jesus, have that relationship, one-on-one conversation. Share what you're feeling to Jesus. And especially today at this Mass, I want you to, once you receive the Eucharist and go back to your seat to pray, pray to Jesus. Tell Jesus that you love him. And also try to also pray that, you know, ask Jesus to help you to realize his own love. Amen? Okay.